How long? Ooh, about 3 years. Met at a convention, yeah. And no, before you ask, we're not Trekkies. It wasn't that kind of convention. When did it start? I suppose it must have been about 4 or 5, I reckon, when I saw Mum paint her toenails and just thought, wow, I want some of that. I'd always liked her high heels and I used to click my tongue like this when I walked to pretend I was wearing some. I think that's why I got a job in the shop. My first girlfriend, that was Emma, I think. Yes, she was before Sophie. Emma used to wear big DMs, you know, big sexy boots and stomp around the place. Never stomped on me, though. Not that I ever asked, to be honest. I bet she would have done, though. She was game for anything. Oh, only about 7 months. We broke up because we were both going to different unis and long distance never works, does it? Next was Sophie, I already told you. She used to wear ballerina flats, which were pretty enough, but not really my thing. Why? Well, because she was a whingy bitch, that's why. Couldn't stand a sight of her in the end. We were both sick of each other, and besides, I met Jamie at the convention. Love at first sight? Yeah, you could say that. She wore Christian Louboutins and that was that. Though in the end it turned out they were just from Primark and she'd painted the bottoms red, but, you know, I appreciated the effort. Yeah, went really well. Still going well. Well, until, you know, the thing. Oh, I see what you mean, how that started. I thought you meant the thing in general earlier. Right, yeah, no, okay. Well, like I say, she'd painted the bottom of her shoes red, but she'd used a Wilco paint sample and it began flaking off. So we decided to save her the real thing. You know, proper Christian Louboutins, pucker stuff. Oh, just a bit here and there, quid from her mum's purse every now and then, cracking open Samantha's piggy bank, not that there was ever much in there. Began to snowball, I suppose. The first time? I can't remember. Honest Injun, can't remember. Probably about 18 months ago. No, it wasn't like that. It was more opportunistic than anything. When I'd go to the changing rooms, they'd take their shoes off. That's when I'd strike. You had to be quick when you got caught a couple of times. Yeah, it went like this. You'd say, how many items, madam? And I'd say, I don't know, 3 or 4 or whatever. Then you'd show them to the changing room. They'd start getting dressed in their new clothes and you have to be so quick and so quiet, but just swipe the shoes when they go outside to show their husbands. What do you think, they'd say? Should I get this one or the first one? And it was during that time you would do it. You could sniff them, wear them, do what you wanted as long as no one caught you. We'd give them a new pair of shoes from the shop. The girls were happy they got new shoes. I was happy I got the old ones. No one got hurt. No one. And Jamie was so pleased with them. And we began selling them, you know. We got contacts. And soon we had the amount we needed for the shoes. Well, you know what it's like. We had the Louboutins now, but we couldn't stop the buzz. Maybe we'd sell more. Maybe we'd get another pair of Louboutins. Thing is, it's like a drug. Once you get hooked, it's very hard to... Look, it was an accident what happened. It happened. I won't deny it. But no, it wasn't. It was an accident. Okay. From the beginning. Samantha, you know, Jamie's niece, was going shopping with her friends, celebrating their GCSEs or whatever it is 16-year-olds do now. My day, it was cider at the bus stop. These days, they're going to doll themselves up to go shopping. Anyway. So she's got her friends, and they're all looking at some trousers, and I know I can get them to try them on. Once they've tried them on and they've taken their shoes off, you nick them. You know the drill. I was excited because I knew Samantha. I know her foot history. I was even thinking I might keep her shoes for myself. I know she'd had athlete's foot recently. I was so excited. No, it wasn't like that. It was an accident. I wasn't thinking straight. What with it being someone I knew? I took too long. So I'm there with her shoe next to my nose, you know, inhaling, when Samantha comes back and starts screaming bloody murder, calling me a perv and all sorts. Now, I am not a perv. I took great offence there. I just wanted her to shut up. I just wanted her to be quiet. So yeah, I stabbed her 7 times with the stiletto. In the neck, yeah, something like a jugular, something like that. But it was an accident. Is the shoe okay? What do you mean I can't have it? It's no use to Samantha now, is it? No, I'm not into blood. I'd rinse it off. But the shoe's still good, isn't it? Still smelly. Oh, please let me have the shoe. It'd be raised loads of money. I'll buy something. No, you can't do this to me. It was an accident. It was an accident. You do understand, don't you? Where's Jamie? I want Jamie. She's gone. Gone away. You can't do this to me, you bastards. Give me the shoe. Later that day, DCI Gregson reviewed the interview he'd finished. Crosley had admitted to stabbing Samantha, but it had been a grim experience. Something had piqued his interest, though. Crosley had spoken of contacts. There must be people out there who buy stolen shoes, and pay a lot if you can afford a pair of Louboutins off them. His pay packet winked at him from his pigeonhole. He took it outside and opened it. Still not enough. He wondered if he'd be able to get his Deborah on board. She worked at Mark's, they were saving up for a new place, more room for the baby. Something told him their financial problems were going to be over very soon.